Netflix, which has added millions of new users every quarter for 8 years, has hit a bump in the road. The streaming giant actually lost subscribers in the U.S. the last quarter, and worldwide growth was less than expected. And this is at a time when the streaming business is getting a lot more competitive. I'm going to bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Hey, Robin.
Eric, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming in. And let's start with Netflix started the year with its strongest number of new subscribers ever, almost 10 million worldwide. What do you think is behind this slowdown in the second quarter?
You know, the indication to me is every time I try to extend mooching the Netflix login off my kid brother, lately he's like, all right, what are you going to give me in exchange? Like, suddenly my kids need Disney Plus. What are you going to do? How are you going to sweeten the pot? So you're sensing this intense competition for those login dollars and login fatigue. You have so much new content across the board that consumers are getting slammed with these trial offers, with these invites. Unlike, say, you know, 7 or 8 years ago, Netflix isn't the only streaming game in town anymore.
Well, I mean, let's talk about that new content. I mean, holy cow. I mean, we're getting new streaming services, new content. Who has time to watch that much TV? Talk about the new services that are coming or expanding.
Yeah, you take, for instance, Netflix's rival Disney, which is pricing its fabled, you know, Disney Plus service. If you have kids who watch anything from the Disney archives that stuff is being taken away from Netflix. It's being priced at $6 a month when it launches this fall. And so that puts enormous pressure on Netflix, not just to maintain its pricing, but to also have to bid aggressively to bring in and attract all sorts of new kids content that Disney already dominates. So this is already happening with Warner HBO, which is now owned by AT&T. You're going to see Comcast, NBC Universal react accordingly. No one wants to do Netflix favors anymore.
And Apple's adding new expanded content in coming months as well.
Yeah. In theory, but that would be great because so many people have an iPhone and you'd be so amenable to that siren call if Apple pitches it in with its iCloud service.
So, I mean, with these new streaming services, might they have an advantage to undercut the competition, to try to undercut Netflix and keep doing that?
Well, I mean, look at it from Netflix's point of view. You have to have the war chest now to overpay to keep these franchises. And to do that without spooking investors, you need to grow subscribers and or milk your current subscribers for more. So the question is, do you start taking ad money to subsidize cheaper packages if you look at Hulu? It's really an existential dilemma for them because for the first time in the longest time, they have to play defense, and that's really expensive.
Well, and you know, you mentioned some shows are going away from Netflix. I mean, some of the most watched shows on the network are these old network reruns, Friends and The Office. They're going to lose the rights to those. How big a blow is that for Netflix?
I mean, this takes consistent viewers away. If you look at established franchises, even the aging franchises at Netflix, if you look at Orange is the New Black or Stranger Things, which had a resurgence with season 3, they're already established franchises. And the danger with like HBO and Game of Thrones is that loyal viewers of any of these, they wait for the series to end and then they disconnect your login. So that's why Netflix desperately needs new franchises, fresh buzz, more loyalty, more logins, all at a time when every media company is really in the same race.
And they got to boost growth going forward. Robin Farzad, the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Thanks so much, Robin.
Thank you. My pleasure.